Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that's really starting to vex me. All right. We're going to talk about something, for some reason, I seem to be the only one talking about it. But let's talk about it. We're going to talk about how America is becoming a dictatorship. All right. Now, hear me out before you jump off the deep end. I'm the type of person, I like puzzles, you know. I like when you put a piece here and a piece there and a piece there and a piece there and say, create something. Because once I create it, it gives me a sense of accomplishment. It lets me know I was intelligent enough to figure it out, and hey, I did it. When they came out with the banned abortions, right, everybody was so in outrage. Oh, that's so messed up. You're disrespecting women. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. And women need to do this. And what about if women, women? And I understood that. But I looked at it a little differently, right? This is before Charlemagne, you know, because I did put it out on my Twitter, Mr. Super Duper BC. And I said this, and I quote, banned abortion to me looks like the salvation for white men. What I meant by that was, white women make up 37% of all abortions. Okay? That's a big number. Huh? Now, if you ban that, that's a lot of white men and women being born. Hmm? By the year 2045, white people will be the minority. You want to know why? There's a lot more Africans, a lot more Asians, a lot more Mexicans. And guess what they're doing? Having sex with white girls. So they're making half-breeds. They're making Milanos. They're making Logics. So my whole thing is, you know, through time, basically, not through anything else the world is trying to put together, but through time alone, racism was almost about to be eradicated because there is no more race. Everybody's the same, you know, right? But when you start implementing small little landmines, banned abortions, that'll make sure we have a good population of our men and women being born instead of aborted. Got them. You know, now you have people like, ain't it odd how Trump and Kim Jong-un are just buddy-buddy? Never met the man a day in his life before presidency, but he's just buddy-buddy. I believe that because of everything that is happening around me, that Donald Trump, with the help of Putin and Kim Jong-un, is trying to create an NWO, a new world order, dictatorship ran by a single king or kings, not by a government. I want you to think about, stoners, I want you to sit up there and think about, hold on, let me light my thing, man. I'm getting deep and I ain't even light my thing yet. Some type of kush, I'm not really sure. I just bought it. Anyways. I want you to look at something that happened. There was a woman that got shot last year in Alabama in the stomach. A female she was arguing with, you know what I'm saying? Felt, you know, threatened, pulled out a thing, shot in the stomach. Now, this lady was 5 months pregnant. The baby died on impact. So not only do she have to suffer being shot in the stomach, which I know, if you survive, it's not like a vacation. You know what I'm saying? Organs are in there, vital organs, large intestine, small intestine, all kinds of craziness. Okay? But on top of that, your child is dead. Jesus Christ. Oh, but wait, there's more. So Alabama decides to do this because the lady instigated the argument. She put her baby in danger, so they charged her with manslaughter of her own child. So not only did you get shot, not only did you lose your baby, now we're threatening to put you in jail. Now, here's why I bring that up. First of all, it's stupid. Okay? I'm a man that has 8 kids. I've been around pregnant women a lot. Okay, once a woman gets pregnant, there is no such thing as asking her to check her emotions. She don't even have control of them. Huh? So, none of us was really there. We don't really know what happened. But let's just say for shits and giggles that she did instigate the argument. Maybe she was having a bad day, seeing this chick that she didn't dig. And we're like, you know what? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'll give the lady benefit of the doubt. Maybe she didn't know she was pregnant. Maybe she was like, man, look, I will look at you right now. You better chill. She didn't chill. Well, guess what happens? Bow. Right? To charge a pregnant woman after being shot with endangering of her own child is very stupid. Let me tell you why. Because I can argue, if that's the case, I can argue you waking up and opening your eyes and walking outside of your door, you're putting your child in danger. Because anything can happen. Once you leave your house, you're not in control of anything anymore. Huh? Stoners, once you leave your home, there is no such thing as I got us. Once you get in that vehicle, there are hundreds of thousands of other vehicles around you. If one of them just so happens to say, you know what? Let me run into this person. Do you deserve to be charged with manslaughter? For killing the people in the backseat or the front seat? Or what if you are unlucky enough to have that happen, have a baby inside of you while this is happening? No, you don't. But what they're doing is setting a precedent. And what the precedent is we can do whatever we want. That's what they've been doing for the past 10 years. You're like, man, they just killing everybody. It is not just black people. It's mostly black people, yes. But it's not just black people. It's the boys in blue versus us. It's not a white-black thing, okay? It only looks that way because the majority of the people that they are killing is black people. Oh, but let a white person get out of line. You'll get the same treatment, probably even worse, because you know better. So, with all that being said, stoners, I'll put it like this. When I brought up the banned abortion thing, right, nobody thought, everybody was like, I'm reading too much into it. It's not that deep. Next thing you know, Charlamagne Tha God says it. Next thing you know, the great Jane Smith says it. And next thing you know, now it's basically the narrative. The only reason why they would make this banned abortion thing is to protect their race. Cool, I understand. Do what you gotta do. Right? But everything that they are doing, they're setting a precedent. I'm gonna kill you, get paid leave, and then get a promotion afterwards. The thing about it is, people think that when stuff happens, it happens overnight. Or in a week, or in a month, or even a year. And that's not true. That's just not true. Now, if you're like me and 50% of the rest of America, you believe that 9/11 was an inside job. With all the evidence that has come out now, if you don't believe it, you're an idiot. But now you believe that 9/11 was an inside job. But before, let somebody would have uttered those words, you might get jumped, beat, shot, all kinds of extremists. So my point is, stoners, is that when you have a closed mind about something because you believe in what it's supposed to be rather than what it is, you're going to miss so much. You know what I'm saying? You're going to miss so much. You're going to think it's just a plane flying over you when it's just that's a bomb. Like I said, stoners, Donald Trump has laid up there and made best friends with Putin out of nowhere. Made best friends with Kim Jong-un, which nobody is trying to do. Right? And they're, like, what did it, honestly, do you really think Kim Jong-un is trying to be buddy-buddy with Donald Trump without having an agenda? You think Putin is doing the same? None of these problems arose when Obama was in there. They're getting things together. They're getting things done. You think when Donald Trump started to say, you know what, I'm going to run for president, he called Putin then? No. Putin been waiting. And maybe not waiting on Donald Trump. He might have just been waiting on somebody who's susceptible to his offers. We're going to get you the presidency. In exchange, I'm going to need this from you. Kim Jong-un has been pointing nuclear warheads at us for almost a year now. Granted, he has never shot them or even activated them, but that's not the point. Because if you point an unloaded gun at me, brother man, I'm going to punch you so hard, you're going to feel that lick for the rest of your life. And you got nuclear... The story goes, Albert Einstein said, and I quote, "I don't know what weapons we're going to use in World War III, but I have an idea, sticks and stones." Oh, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I said that totally wrong. "I don't have no idea what our weapons will be after World War III, but I have an idea, it will be sticks and stones." In other words, saying, if there's a World War III, everybody goes. And the few unlucky ones that are around, well, you've seen the post-apocalypse movies. You see what happens. Huh? This is the beginning, or maybe the middle. Who knows? But this is the start of Donald Trump's, Kim Jong-un, and Vladimir Putin's new world order. It's just, come on, man. There's so much information, and everything ties to Donald Trump and Kim, Donald Trump and Putin, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, people probably hear this and say, BC, you're reaching. I don't think that's what's going on, but you tell me why everything is being implemented, why everything is happening right now, and don't tell me because of social media. All right. There's always been a social media. It's just now it's in the palm of our hand. But there's always been radio, newspaper, TV. Okay, so my point is, why now? Let me ask you a question. How long do you think it takes to even get to even start up a bill or a law, to even get votes to even start it up? How long do y'all think it takes? You think it takes a week, a day? How many bills you think they're doing up there in Congress or whatever? This is not something Donald Trump or whoever just popped up and said, you know what? Let's do it. If you look at the panel of all the people that want to pass this banned abortions bill, all of them are above the age of 50. All of them are Caucasian, and all of them are men. I mean, come on. Let me and my homeboys have a tribunal on how to better pregnant women's lives and not have one woman or a pregnant woman in the building. But that's what they want to do for us. They're changing laws. They got a law. They got three new laws down here in Louisiana. From the ages of 0 to 2, your kid must be in a car seat facing the rear. Okay, I get it. The ages 2 to 9. No, I'm lying. At the age of 9, he is allowed to be in the booster seat. So they saying from the ages of 2 all the way up until 9, he needs to stay in that car seat. That's what they're saying. Then at 9, he can get a booster seat. And he has to stay in that until the age of 13. And that's when he can move to the front seat. And I ask, first of all, America has too many motherfucking laws. But when you say that, I ask this. You pulled me over, got my kids in the back seat. Only one of them in the car seat because he's the only one that's a baby. Everybody else is toddlers. Put your seatbelt on and sit back. How are you going to decipher how old is who? They don't have IDs. So in the end, you're just going to have to ask me and I can tell you whatever I want. So that law literally has too many holes in it. There is no real way of enforcing it. It's not. But you know what that law does? It gives cops a loophole. It gives cops a reason. Oh, he had a kid in there, you know, and then, you know, at 9 o'clock, at nine, they're supposed to be in a booster seat. So, you know, I had to pull him over, and just so happened when I pulled him over, this happens. It's just the reason. I'll give you an example about what I'm talking about. Okay, hold on. When they released the slaves, right? You had two to four million slaves, free slaves, just free people that the white people could not own anymore. So, you know what I'm saying? They treated us like property. We weren't human in slave time. We were machinery. We were tools. So what happens if you're using a tool and then the cops, the government, or whatever tells you, you cannot use that tool anymore. You do that, you will be fined and or thrown in jail. Well, you're not going to want the tool anymore. You're going to want to throw it away, right? Right. So after slavery, when everybody got free, quote unquote, they started, well, obviously they started killing as many as they possibly can without being caught. But the one thing they did was turn the overseers into cops, to actual law enforcement, to keep all of these now highly skilled yet very poor and disenfranchised people, keep them in check. So you know what happens? They create laws that the common people wouldn't even think about. Like, one of the laws was back in the 1800s was, if you did not own a home, that was a felony. If you did not have a place of residence, if you couldn't take me to your house, say, this is my house, and walk in and that's you, that's a felony, a class A felony. You go straight to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Let me see. This offense was, let me see if I got this right. Yes. This offense led up to 10 years in prison. Stoners? Oh my God. So that takes out, damn, that takes out every slave you can catch. Petty offenses like stealing food. That was class A felonies back then. Now, like I said, to the normal person, or quote unquote normal person walking around, the normal white person be like, that's a law. If you don't have a house, you go to jail. We all have houses and walk on. Ah, but there's a group of people that don't. Now let's just look at these new Louisiana laws with this baby stuff, which seems miscellaneous, doesn't even matter. Come on, bro. What if you can't afford a booster seat? What if you cannot afford a car seat? What if you have a car seat, right? But that's all you can afford, and you have a baby, but you have two other toddlers. They don't sit in car seats. They're too big for it. So you put them in a seatbelt and you sit back. But now the law is you got to have them in a booster chair. Now you have to go buy a booster chair. Say you're driving and a cop sees you, pulls you over. He don't even see the kids. He pulls you over, looks in the back seat. He sees those two kids without a booster seat. He now has probable cause. And to a cop, the door is wide open when that happens. Oh, I can do what I want. Because all I had to say was, well, I pulled her over for this. And then this happened. Listen. I know it's hard to see unless it's right in front of you. But nobody does things anymore. In 2019, 2020, nobody does anything by whim. Nobody's winging it anymore. I don't believe the population of dumb people is as big as it was. With the technology of smartphones, social media, and all this other information that's shared around the world, not too many dumb people are around. So especially my stoners, all 11,000 of y'all are very smart. Name one president that has acted the way Trump has acted and gotten away with the things Trump has gotten away with. You can even bring up, well, you got his white president, but you can bring up anybody you want. Everybody got reprimanded. I don't give a fuck who you was as a president. You messed up a little bit. We at your hat. This guy has 22 sexual assault accusations on him. But because he's president, he cannot be indicted on none of them. I'm just saying, stoners. This man, Donald Trump, is not dumb. You show me a dumb guy that could be in a presidency, and I'll show you a very smart guy that made you think he was dumb. Everybody say, oh, George Bush was so dumb. Oh, man, oh, he was so dumb. But then he orchestrated and executed one of the greatest and worst murders ever, and then covered it all up and then made the whole world believe it. I'm just here to smoke my thing and tell the truth. Now, hey, I hope I'm wrong. I hope, you know, it never happens. But I don't talk because I got lips. I don't dance unless I hear music. I see this coming, just like the whole banned abortion thing. I seen it. As soon as I heard that, well, not as soon as I heard it, but after a while I sat down and thought about it, I was like, huh. Let me do my Googles right quick. Who gets the most abortions? That's the first thought, the second or third thought I had when I heard about the banned abortion thing. Because I thought, like, why are they doing that? That makes no fucking sense. Like, and plus, I'm more than sure they get paid off of that. So why would they want to stop? Let me do some Googles right quick. Who gets all the abortions? Lo and behold, white women. 37% of all abortions go to them. It's a lot of white men and white women not being born, not fulfilling their Aryan destiny. Yeah. So all the white people is doing is just protecting their race, you know what I'm saying, surviving, you know? They created something, it got out of hand, and now they're trying to survive. But what Trump is doing, I see an NWO coming. A lot of dictatorship. A lot of do this or else. I'm sorry. Was Colin Kaepernick not told to either stand or be blackballed? I'm thinking he is. Now they actually have a gun with the American flag imprinted on it, which I thought was illegal, but whatever. And right on the barrel in the front, it says stand. Really? You put the American flag on a pistol and then right on the side of it, on the barrel, right by the nose, it says stand? I apologize about that, stoners. Like, I'm just so baffled, you know, that people can do this blatant racism, blatant orchestrations, blatant murders, and nothing happens. Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, like, the list goes on and on. We change our profile picture for a little bit, and then we move on. They know that now. That's why they're doing what they're doing. Here's how the conversation goes. All right, listen, I'm going to need this done, that done, this. Ooh, the American people are not going to like that. They won't like it for a couple of months, but they'll get over it. Kim Kardashian will do something crazy, or, you know, Lil Wayne will fall out of a building or something. I don't know. But they'll get over it. Don't worry about it. Huh? You couldn't pull shit like this back in the 60s. If 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s had camera phones and social media, it took Martin Luther King Jr., the great Martin Luther King Jr., the March on Selma is the only reason why, you know, good white people, people that genuinely did not know. Like, and some people say, how you don't know? They did not know. They always say, why black people hate cops so much? But then they seen what happened in Selma. And if you have any type of humanity or any type of heart, if you're a human being at all, that hurts your heart, seeing elderly women and women in general being drugged down, beaten with billy clubs, dogs sicked on them, fire hoses. That's 20 pounds of pressure hitting your chest. Come on, man. You see that, it's like, oh, and that's what changed everything. That was his social media, going to Selma and getting them cameras out there. So like I said, Social media has always been around. It's just you had to know how to use it at the time. But now it's in the palm of our hand. So now you get to see everything that's always been going on a lot more frequently. And now what happens is we get numb to the situation. We scroll right by it now. Because even we know deep down in our souls, this is only going to last for a couple of weeks, maybe a month, depending on the severity of the case. But they have been killing and murdering us in broad daylight, snatched over a signal light turn, snatched Sandra Bland out of her car and killed her. Nobody's speaking about Sandra Bland anymore. I see every now and again, you know, oh, it's been a year since then, never forget. Fuck that, never forget. What happened to the cop that dragged her out of her window? What happened to the department where she died in? Is anybody fighting to go get that reprimanded? No, because that's not what we do. And I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about us as Americans. That's not what we do. We don't fight. We are so babyfied. And I say we because I'm an American. We are so babyfied that we will accept anything the government gives us or say to us. Just like a baby would for their parents. Anything they say, no matter how ridiculous, no matter how stupid, racist, immoral, we'll accept it and explain it away if need be. And they know that. So guess what? Now's the perfect time to execute the plan. And the plan is NWO. When you got a group of people that don't care about their outcome and rely on you, you can do what you want with them. You can say whatever you want to them. Right now, if they came out with martial law and said everybody had to be inside for 10 o'clock, the people that's already going inside for 10 o'clock won't say a word. They'll be like, ah, well, you know, I mean, what are you doing outside after 10 anyway? You know what I'm saying? There's always somebody, even though, you know, the moral decision for certain things be clear and cut. You either here or you're there. There's always somebody trying to argue a gray area. And that's why they do what they do to us. Couldn't do that shit back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Or we gonna march. You know what I'm saying? When they had a boycott on the buses for being racist, every black person stopped riding the bus until they changed their policy. Every single one. Oh, and yeah, even ones with jobs. You think that would work today? Come on, man. I ain't got no car, bro. You talk about me missing work. Oh, I can't do that, man. I mean, I'm with you. I posted. That's as much as you'll get from a black brother or a white sister. Anybody. You get, I'll post it. I'll share it. But you're not going to actually physically do anything. And they know that now. This is a nation of a bunch of niggas that ain't going to do shit. And now they know that. So now it's time to execute. Banned abortion. Let's get our people back up. Let's get the population going. Huh? Then once that happens, boom, NWO down your throat and up your back. And now y'all like, oh my God, BC was right. We just thought he was high. Nah, BC and his family in the woods. Stockpile. If your last name not Brown, Cheatham, Porter, or Durrell, you get shot dead in your face. And I don't miss. I'm accurate as shit. Now, some may call me a kook. Some may call me a conspiracist. I'm not a conspiracist. I don't look at a situation and the first thing I think of, oh, government, oh, conspiracy. No, I am an analyst. I will analyze a situation down to its rarest form. I will break everything down to molecules before I give my opinion on it. Just like this, I'm just looking, listening to Comedy Central's, the news shit. I watch CNN, you know what I'm saying? I listen to the racist people at my work. They don't think I do, but I do. You know what I'm saying? I just sit back and I absorb all the information. And then I come and let it loose on this podcast. If y'all wondering, side note, let me just say this real fast. I know because a lot of people have been emailing me about consistency on my podcast. Listen, man, first of all, I'm a stoner. I do it when I want. I'm my boss on Stoner Talk, okay? I don't mean to be mean, but, and I understand that y'all like what I'm doing, but at the same time, though, I started doing this because of the freedom of I can do what I want. And on top of that, I don't like to come on this thing and speak about something I have no information about and I literally know nothing about. I like to inform myself, and then I get on this thing and I speak my mind. No scripts, no papers in front of me. I got my computer, yeah, but I, you know, to fact check myself. But other than that, no. I'm just here talking. Walking around my studio, talking. Now back to my point. New World Order, and I'm not talking about Hulk Hogan and Scott. I'm talking about the trifecta. The triangle of death. Putin, Kim Jong-un, and Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not an idiot. You can't be an idiot and rich. I never met a rich idiot. I've met a rich man that made you thought he was an idiot. Everybody thought Bill Gates, was it Bill Gates? No, Steve Jobs. Everybody thought Steve Jobs was weird. This nigga's worth billions and he's wearing crazy shoes. He barely wears shoes with unnamed brand stuff. What the hell? But by him just caring about the craft more than the fashion, everybody else bleed over to that. All of a sudden, who he is our, you know, catchphrases and shit. Would you rather dress like Gucci Mane or Bill Gates? You want Gucci Mane money or Bill Gates money? You know, stupid shit like that. When money has no value, only value money has is the people that value it. And so I don't, that's just a stupid argument. But anyways, New World Order is coming, people. You know, and banned abortions is not the first or the last step. Huh? Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, they hang out, they chill. What do you think they talk about when they're with each other, when they go see each other? Policies? What policies? Donald Trump has no policies. He got in the White House off of racism and hatred. The only thing he said he was gonna do, and he actually did, or I don't know if he did it, but I hear that it's actually about to get started, and that's the wall. Everything else people say that he did, but no, he did not. There's such a thing called, let me let y'all know something. There's such a thing called political lag. And what political lag is, it lasts for about a year and a half, 2 years, depending on when and how big the situation is. Now, Obama, Ben had implications involved in the unemployment rate, huh? Getting money to poor neighborhoods, huh? He already had this in place. This was already done. He signed those papers. All of that was in the process of him leaving. So once the next president comes in, it's not like he's so overwhelmed. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. All you have to do is pick up where he left off. And it's not like he left you with, okay, well, you got to do this. You got to do that. I ain't do that, but you're going to have to do that. Hey, look over there. No, everything that a president had done that was unfinished gets finished before he leaves office. So when the next president comes, he or she can lay up there and implement their own situations and or just take away the one that they already have. And that's what Donald Trump tried to do with Obama's situation, but, you know, it didn't work or whatever like that. But that's my point. It's called political lag. So don't tell me, hey, unemployment towards black people is down. That's got to be with Trump. No. He done nothing. He said nothing about. He never once mentioned about going after unemployment in his whole speech. He never once said that. He said he'll bring back jobs for the coal miners and he's going to build a wall. That's it. He never once mentioned unemployment. All of a sudden, he get credit for unemployment going down. But I digress. That's another podcast for another day. I heard this guy named King Face on Flip the Script podcast. Great podcast. Flip the Script is a great podcast. Y'all should go over there and subscribe. But King Face, I followed you at one point. You were, you know what I'm saying? You were somebody who I feel, and I still feel like you speak your mind, but now I know what your mind is on. And to be honest with you, brother, you probably never hear this, but to be honest with you, brother, I believe that you're doing this for clout, and I think it's going to backfire on you. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been following you for a while and I've never heard you even once mention Donald Trump. I've never once seen you wear a MAGA hat. And now all of a sudden, out the blue, you're just so hard for Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? It just blows my mind, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. I know I'm getting off topic, but, you know, I've been wanting to really address him, and it just blows my mind that he actually did that, talking about he loved Trump, and that's why I like Trump. I don't get it. Well, he's Haitian, by the way, you know, so. And he agreed with Trump, his own country is a shithole. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I had to unfollow, and I just didn't even listen to the rest of it because, you know. But whatever. I digress on that too. My point is, Stoners, is that it's gonna happen. NWO is coming. Okay? Now you can prepare, or you could just act oblivious. But you can't deny what's going on around you. Isn't it weird that with today's technology, everybody's a journalist, everybody's a podcast, everybody has a camera and a phone. Everybody, right? Isn't it amazing that the cops, even though all of them, on top of that, they have body cam with microphones, so we see what you're doing at all times. Isn't it amazing that they still don't give a fuck? They still plant evidence. They still beat on anybody. They still shoot innocent people. They still do what they do in spite of the technological advancements, in spite of literally being watched the whole time you're on your 12-hour shift. They still act the... You think they don't know that fucking camera is on their chest? There's actually a button on there for them to turn it off. Now, here's my point about that. Why would you put a button? If I put a camera in your, if you're my child and I put a camera in your room to watch what you're doing because you're that bad, but I give you the remote to turn it off, it makes no sense to put the camera in the room. But another, see, we put cameras on and we're helping you, but you put a button on them for them to turn it off. You weird man. But people would say, hey, it's our government. America has become Sodom and Gomorrah. And yes, it has become Sodom and Gomorrah. And a new NWO will reign over it because now, you know, homosexuality is promoted. Huh? Now, you know, a man like Bruce Jenner, upstanding man, Olympic gold winner, you know what I'm saying? Like he was the man's man, an athlete, puts on a dress, some makeup, high heels and a wig, but not really a wig, I think he just let his hair grow out, puts some makeup on or whatever, and then wins Woman of the Year award. Oh, but does he get the surgery? Nah, no surgery. No, you're not chopping off the penis. What if I want to become a man again? But I'm also going to take this award, though. So what that shows me is, if I act less masculine, if I put on a dress, or AKA if I conform to what's the norm, I can make it. I can do it. You can do it. That's what they want you to think. The people, the powers that be, they are conforming your mind right now. They are setting precedent on what to expect and on what not to expect, on what's fair and what's not fair. Huh? In one household, that kid get beat when he does something wrong. His best friend's household, if he does something wrong, he gets a timeout. He goes to his room, he's grounded for a month. Two different ways. One is different than the other. One is more extreme. And that's what's going on. I don't really know where else to go with this. I'm just, you know, it's coming, man. This is where I see it coming. When I'm looking at the world around me, you know, I'm looking at the way Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump are just too buddy-buddy, the way him and Putin are just too buddy-buddy, and it's just those three You know, they have private conversations that not even his own cabinet is in the room to listen to. Yes, that happens. No press, no cabinet, just him and Kim. I don't think it's ever been them three in the same room. I don't think. I would have to research that and look, because I'm literally just thinking about it now. Have I ever seen them all in the same room? Which, if they're not, is a telltale sign. Because y'all three names have been brought up way too much for y'all three not to be at least in the same area at the same time. If I keep talking about Tim, Michael, and Johnny, you know what I'm saying? If everybody's saying, man, Tim, Michael, and Johnny, Tim, Michael, and Johnny, when you see one, 9 times out of 10, you will see the other, if not all. Because when you mention one, you mention all. Which gives the indication of when you see one, you see all. This is common sense. But common sense ain't that common. I don't have tunnel vision. I never have. I never understood why anybody would want tunnel vision. I don't care. Oh, that just means you gotta focus on one thing and one thing alone and never take your eye off the prize. That is ridiculous. All around you, there's something going on. Simultaneously with doing whatever you're trying to get done. You don't think you should take the time out and notice it? Please follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDuperBC. Also, go on over there to YouTube. God damn it, stop it. I'm apologizing about that, Stoner. But get on over there to YouTube and subscribe to Stoner Talk, all right? I stream my video games over there every now and again. I might drop a Stoner lesson or a Stoner Talk video. You never know. I'm always doing something different. And keep your eyes open. Listen, be open-minded. Okay, Stoners? Be safe. And as usual, love life and love yourself. Stoners unite!